that come to church for both quarters. My church are the first people on day. For the money from first space begins up. I just want to offer you that I've come from sources. I'm just leaning in. Just a quick round word. We thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. We will choose this church. Where's our minister? Little bit of the dead of heaven. I'd like to ask for your heart. Need to go with the good. But thank you for being here. I have for you would I still think I could have to call yet no and black. No, still there's a lot of stuff going in the beat world and for I just want to thank you for being here. Take time to come to some first as to be challenged by the word of God. Thank you so much. I will all take it for granted. I all feel privileged to be here and to be able to make some time to talk to you. I'm sorry, Rock, don't you think me off by yawning? This is where honey fell in the easier. I went out yawning. There is this space. I took the skin off my throat. I wake up and you had a fish in the ground. So flip it on. There's nothing there. No proffer in me. I'm going to go to the redemption of grace. The bandits were not going to love the national. I just want to add 8 months of relation to one of eight people. The Alpha Gobble says the Alpha of May book says the Lord and God is unseen. The Lord comes to it. Come from the Almighty. Come to a great way to be our Lord. And I want to start set on my mind. It's kind of spite of Jesus be forgiven and a better citizen. He reminds me I am the Alpha. I am Raga, which is funny. We were Alpha and some of them. We're well, we got four of us. Come be there in the seminary. If one is a lot more than that, that's certainly the thing when I go from right outside and the guy really spoke to me about this, how it was a little and how a revelation of one designed a man. I'm going to see that about a day of the boarding and then not a gender or the son of the father John the brother and the son of nothing we have and his king and him they pay the chin for it or address and marry his giving Mary was up in the patio and his new goes about what I pray with up him and the wedge in your powder and get the back of the inmate ring he abuses himself let now know and he enters from his kid of his father which brother do not kill pack in our stuff crane for that's a fish and doctors will that are prayers of Jesus Christ and now in the second in the first revelation on his wisdom this honor but sir red jibbles and now we walk out there with the foot. He has right the being able to turn on the way and protect lives of himself. He's going to get in the cave. I'm trying to die. And I'm just trying to not swim. You know, I'm trying to do this. I'm going to the blood. This is happening. And it's going to be awesome. And you're lucky that people are seeing you. Because as I mean, gone in. And you know, and we'll stand up Jude to the end. And say, I'm Jude. Because you're visible. Just like others. Everything I need to say. For I'm sure if I could. Me, Jude was your brother. That's not like he did. I said, oh, the servant is no, they are the youth myself, as the service, and he's a little right. He's nothing, there's no other tongues full of the scary church, which will have an and it's going to be a other, but there's something special. I think French nerd got all about some of the day when it has a very responsibility. They look at where the servant and the church is when you know church, they're not bad to it. My name is Peter Galloway. I will serve you how Petrus is going to sponsor on the G-Wars test and act for your music and his pre-artist is and the church is and don't turn a major thing to from we are called to discern into the summons of Jesus Christ. He even without to think of how to deserve more than a servant and better than a servant. I think it's a little bit of a bitch. I just think it's an angle. And just in reminds us of his editor and chapter 1 is 3 and 4 late. How it called and says this is the boss of your name of yourself that edge to the end is your brother and the pan and your every aid and the attention and an invasion team to all the heart of Jesus Christ. Get a truly an interesting view of these several things. But I said the obvious was that he had a seat. She was poor and not saved the money as from the lives that the was a spitter. Now the sick got this job done in plain and some was bringing her in Asian the donation of all cried the only arrow in the flannel and chap at the egg and new and is the first of an alpha with spike his dress out or not in her little neck. So the nation of the boy. You really just on the eye and happen. It's gonna happen. Give it a you don't the Jesus. He's not a host, you know. It's a 10-mile long, oh, big dude. A little bit wider. You missed my line, like 6 miles wide. When he was on the day, I began it for a second. And just that in the spirit, it's like, what a great day until you realize he was the dude. I found this because he's a rocky, but he's a rocky, but he's a rocky, but he's like we're prisoners at the room, did one kill. The room, but I'm missing the fine church and dream of urban regions to drop them off as often did I come back and set her and cut themselves on the barren, swanky island until her died or killed someone to take her cross or death something of they would be there and get those prisoners to freeze of murder to lost people trying to compete for that every food went up from the island to end it. It was not a vacation. It sounds like you know, the Caribbean Islands hanging out, eating the coconut tosses and the mermaid, fanning the leather and stuff. One bit of a leaf with enough that's a pit that takes long of any step. You hide behind your brothers and compatriots to suffer and you can't take into consideration these. But in an island of power, not named because of the word of God, that's what it is. You can hide on the nippers that was your spirit. Who would know that's the way? Okay, who is that? Because he got up, rubbed the first disfiction. Oh, I don't have your church to the name of the Lord, but it's on treaty, and the right country lives. He was chucked into all four circuits that would end in the hell of the third into the trance. Sure, you must face any force. This quote here in church outside of this church is a freaky, the first one in human, the first one on end. One of that was a grand deal. Yes, sir. It's a the end of the great and the third, like a told work to run. Just for drool for the end of about 60 to 40 older. Was went back to his heavens, come down with Charlotte, and his son, we can't look for him. And was just done, he could have killed him like they did the work at all. The other ones, I don't know, there's a pop, let's see, we're all clipped, we're on the buzz, smarted through his friend, and sure, they captured him, and they bought a box, book on our backs, the things that you will like him, well, we're gonna just get a vampire bottom, there's the torture, they make up, and abuse them, and we recanted, he was back, and the city, she was just, and the job, can't roll, so he made her love, and I'm not never up, jeans, and all can hurt the whole, there's a thing, and so, disordered us to do the kind of thing to him for the wood creakers and go the final thing when the churches do to do to him every it's 4 days four down that a poor whole sewer is wrong or she who he had to end war they threw the fine friend called your nerve sling your worthy or something out to the shit twice on her power we're quitting him but I feel a creak in that power and get both the hot don't leave one I'm sure he would miss me to both play I'm splitting hell and go, you tap out, Rick's dance, chef, it's a fruit, I know, but I'm not trying to give up, it's in the woods, anyway, but, I'm still for, just, of a wait, toward you, and it wouldn't work, he did stop, chef, they thought I wanted to rip him from a room, but I was with these guys, just, and then left them there, got out, and up till somebody got back, and the toy for it, and he could have taken there, Rob's in a really fun day for him, I like that, who knows, gay, in the beginning, but we have to get the same day, he is the man, he said, we're away in the day of an exchange me, John, brother, I've been pissed when they kept him, or in the street things. So, I would be, and he could be the an interesting perspective of persecution. You know, we all have us and have help. We read John, we think everything's going to go well. His perspective, the trials and teams of the persecution, and you were the main thing of this, and says, I'm your brother, and the Italian, then draw. Now, the doctor says, I'm pushing out of here, I'm still with me, my God. I mean, he was, and he then says he introduces himself, gets a night day, and I'm your brother's kid, and we're all just, it's, you know, the G.J. and Slug, tribes and girls, and I got a person that you stick to a player, and I've got really some boys in America, yeah. The first time there's people in the instant and back as in and we bought red accounts. Anyway, people in pictures are who they what are lots of stuff. You got a still sight stream, but you don't see what's up front with our next language. We don't know and it is, but we had learning practice and travel. They can't prevent the groups and they pin the finger and they play that. And we think the other business, this is true big deals. Like when a spouse leaves, and those separations in Japan, weird, crazy, I have no idea if they act up a big matter. The John, and he proves to invest this John 15, and he's 21, and he's simply the thing, the unic is in the upper domain, he's a subscriber, and you took drugs of your account, probably get that, but you'll not be the man, and me, there are many towers here, and there's Bob's site, and with Tetris, and a trial, and with birthday ideals, and the owner, and he says, it's a tight true John 18, 19, 20, and he's a proper day, and he'll keep him up, and he'll deserve, and you know, a lot of price, and I'll just, there are only 8 years of the way, so I'll sell my oh. That's a good thing. Because we're living for Jesus Christ and God will serve him the life. What is the...
Where, oh, you distract
in a community sense in there. But we're just standing for that party because I know what's going to happen. I can't just like that. I can't that. kids lip on weapons or on white as on my lap with me, and we start having these problems and turns pussy tank jokes and you know nasty jokes and you don't want to laugh at it. And everybody looks at you, what do you got something to let you too good for the rest of us? We're not going to be their best friends because we're not going to participate in the drunkenness and the different things and the drugs and all that stuff that they do.
In the church, we believe there's four elders representing the church there. And what they do, the church will do. They're just
wanting to be long-term world. I love you. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Who is chosen out of the world? Who gets chosen out of the world in God's standard? Believers. If God Jesus Christ, your personal friend, you're not in the world. You've heard stupid crowns, he's out of the world, and gives a different direction in life. For your God, a higher honor that you live before, he pleases God, and where you do status in the nature. Believer, he's right on the world, is the ultimate of Christ, why you might have some friends, you're fighting, and make the price of peace, but in the world, they don't join in, it says, it is, you don't belong to the world, because we're out of this world, that's why the world hates you. Remember what you told us when it's great when it's a master. If persecuted their knees and says they're going to push you, you don't know. If it's not my speech, you don't pay yours on. See what treats you that way, being called the old man, but they're not the one who's saying. And just listen, if you're going to live for me, if you're going to live for me, if you're going to live for me, if you're going to make a difference at work, if you're going to make a difference, no Jews, the time is the highest for school, if you're going to make a difference in your neighborhood, we're going to live for me, guess what? All the don't be back there, and there's going to be some person usually, because you see, there's a difference in the general of this world, God, and the world's way to live life. And the full surprise, come up to the drug, but if you're a passage, but you will speak like a and for all said, this is awesome. Now, and just stand on a commitment, and it's not a vacation. But I'll consider myself a fellow companion. It's just a fellow companion. For which glad man we have ever turned into fiction to those who are lost even until what happened is mine. What I was this though. That is how we saw what are slurring to be talk at. Now I know what is recall. I've got to be your job. It's a decide or a tradition start with your head. To the 4-5-16. Dear friends, the peace cross the very door the deep of the number you I got to touch you is the imp of drink or half in your shoe and burn and this one is 27 the perceptible is on the baby ever choice is glorious feel we select God point for a real test and a trial and small out and doing right on the push the inner truth of the rest you win say sir from a real nasty kid your kirk and I said I was off don't when it does know you can hunt about it and I said you stay off isn't that awesome. Rejoice! I've got cancer. I don't. But I have cancer. And I just got some really nasty news. And I thank God that I'm going to go through this. I'm going to go through it well, and I'm going to honor God through these troubles and these trials. Because someday when his glory is revealed and I'm standing before him, he's going to say, real my good and faithful servant, that's going to bust him to end. Just because I know it's like for now and through. So whatever your trial and your essence is, you honor God with his indigenous and him. Have a quick and famous head on you now with these old crooks. Take him to the world, but rejoice in as much as you can suffer to the full day, say, I owe joy when his glory is revealed. Barely, if his friends love him, because the name's like Christ, you will spend. The spirit of his glory is going to rest upon you. Save your life, suffer, or can't duck your head to hope. Well, he did something wrong, all have to understand. Believe that if you persecute people, stop up, you just best listen to my now from normal work. Or now, join a good form of people, they put the persecuted thing to do it once. I know, for being a man, to God, a woman of God, or a student of God, to new house, and I just been my cause, I want to do so, for I'm the Christ, I you, not fit, so that to with you, and be me, I have a reputation of to honor God, or an absolute reverence, has been to be fully God. We are to hurry, to love not as we really are, you know, he's not thinking my thought. I don't think God likes it.
When you have first acute on a response, got the third terrorist job force that you not commit before all complete is not any single. When it's Kevin, did that get the hell you what would you say mature? You crown and die, you just went out of the free flight. That's the talk here. The two of the old one of a good day. It keeps them come to work when the maturity is too hard for right, and their perfect choice. Who reports a question and just allows persecution service and or feel out this is build up to make it stronger, because it's going to be harder and harder as we get older to men and women to God. These trials and tests of faith and switch all up when I just fool you and come forward. Now, regarding the age of their income partners, they do whatever God will do your ex-friends and every business to be. It's maturing you. It's not making you a man around when I decide on a religion for the black actions. Well, I'm just that less one on this interview, because a good person is companionship and some of the two John calls it up in that companion suffering. People that don't know just do a person. You don't hear dreams and kept it. What did it happen to me? Now let me just say that this is the least group of church I've ever been a part of all my life. Let me say you got created by five men here for all of your interest for the judgment of Christ. You can't say that about most things. But what are we self into and I've been right about the one parasite, but we need them. But we need a spiritual group or set. I think John not have this. What should have made was what was poor all kinds of on here.
What you want life make for me for so helps us like going through the
for you. What is your word to say about Jesus? That's most fun. This is a, these guys are awesome. Guys, is it some very big building and just all kinds of stuff? Do you have them? Wait, thoughts the men's real speech is I was out in this theory. God, I don't know the words down in this head. Now, some you want to say they were told he was in the spirit. So I what's it mean to you in the spirit? Okay, put him in two things. I don't know what I meant. And it was all here. I would pin out head and session God. What kind of a deal to decide? Here I am, Lord, send me, or be a Lord, for your servant and Israel. You are here, Lord, to think, what is there a comfort at your choosing in the moment, and be a ruined, and be loyal, and come, and delight, and rejoice, rise up, and be capable, have them around, and cast his people down. You said, it was when he seemed to be I was in the heart, in the spirit, so I was worship the Lord, and I was to join that, up thing, man, because when he was in the spirit, he took his spirit, and and sought it to heaven to give him all the chance God when so much heaven's gonna see love and give him a glimpse of the future so he can write it down first and he needs to heal the future I just can read it down and he would just sign off the midst of all this on Sunday he was in the spirit he was on the first verse where God took his spirit up to heaven that's a Revelation 1 10 to 11 says that was the spirit of heard behind me a loud voice which could pound him. He wrote on a scroll that you see in such a set of churches, right? He's with the church that he's probably in charge of. It was just some property. I was on myself, lay at a seat. I'll be talking about that the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'll be starting that next week. I'll be up in the spirit for being a loud voice. He would take into seven. And I'm going to remember 12 to 13 as I turned around to see the voice was speaking to me. That's when I first saw heaven, have you so off, seven golden lampstands, and on the lampstands was someone like a seven, the stars rose and reached down across feet, with a golden background, so she was sad, and he starts writing out what the spirit talking, and he was literally taking on the earth into the presence of God and heaven, his engulf, so I was a and so God tell him to write about me, and I feel one thing I wrote, I don't have to back later, but I'm going to lay this one night. One of those who still doing right here for what had seen with his mouth told the player later the whole thing was the right of an excited when he was deposited God's going to share a whole he does he would give I want to write about the thing I've seen in church the thing you've seen there I want to write about the things that are happening now and I'm sure something will happen now when he talks about the moments because I don't want to know you but I don't have to keep plans and I want you to want them to live down. And the other thing I said too, he said, the mystery in 20, the excuse of the stars will show my right hand, seven people in the best, these exist, just a little bit, we're going to see seven, and you still serve in full rights, and Jesus is right to be hand, you're seven golden lampstands, it exists, very simply, lampstands was represented in a nature sweet that he works, the seven church of his name, he are in world gold lampstands, let me now, what a lampstand to work in power, if the light works not holds lights, why God got the thing here, but it means just the mission read if I tell you what I was saying, the mystery of the seven lampstands and several churches, the mystery, why God used lampstands, there's a really just you. Why did he tell something like that, more just read that? Because you are the lightness of the world. When you go over our history watching you have, and you are like the straddle and hitting out. And don't give light to people all around you. You as a church are the light of the world. Now remember in heaven, it's like, well, they were less than something. That was kind of like a way to divide the church. But in heaven, words and stuff, no real action take form. They're intercessors. Okay? So, God had the church before him, they were the light of the world. They looked like sitting there. He says, seven lampstands with light, and there's seven churches. And I saw outside, and God said, he had seen star. He tells us the seven stars are the rules. We then give all those who are tops. Please, some say, no, sometimes just come out and do the up. Angel of the church has started to work. The messenger of the church has risen on the people. And I believe this right, it's the pastor of the church. Money says, you can write a special message to the pastor of the other church. I told them, I'm God, and that's a peaceful set in my hand. This thing that just happened. I'm holding the best of the church is in my hands. That's the only people got old best hand. You hang out, old kid, so I don't know. He said, no one can snatch you because you believe in good if I tell you something. But he's a special through something right here of the old pastor's churchman. And he says, I want to turn to the witness at hand. Hey, I can go back to 1920. I'm not just watching them because they're written here. But he says, I'm right there for what I've seen. What it now told us to play later. And we're talking about the stars stuff.
The two giants in vacation, you're the thing of fish.
He's about to write their death on the dark and describe the first just look at them. Now, he's talking,
you're going to get your scripts.
I think amazing Revelations 1 for your team and the 16. Small elect of soul, and we put the year was something like a son of man. True dressed in a bow, which he found a feet, and the golden sash around his chest, and the parent's head was white like bulls, was a snow. His eyes were like flaming fire, his feet were like bronze glowing in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing water. His right hand held seven stars and coming out of his mouth with a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining all of the brilliance. This is what he saw. Came from earth, and went into the presence of God. Now, now we're about the day which shall come to glory and radiance of God's glory. For that understand, he went from the earth made to his son today into the presence of the glory of God, which is hugely brighter than anything we can imagine. And so his eyes, he just there, like, oh man, you know what it was, guys. And as things you start to focus, he sees low stringing something on the floor down to the nano cell. He sees some weird point life for the spirit of man. Here's someone to make you a person on a sham. That's that's strong thing. What if only someone like this of man? Because in the New Testament, and Jesus himself, he called from still done as an one for all of us in the New Testament. So we need to do that and need something else. And he called the first one the sad man was funny. I would speak like this. Resigual rest comes out. He looks like somebody else I know. Yes. He looks a little like Jesus. There's nice to be so mean. Right. When you go to such a place, he called from the
about God.
First thing you notice is that so was the skin that looks like the Son of Man. When he saw the Son of Man on earth, Jesus in human form, it was God disglorified. You know, Jesus was shining. It was worst out of his mouth. They were like, he's Jesus in a human form. Jesus in human form. What the Son of God, but he was in human form. And carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. And God knew 33 years old he was to be crucified. And knew the skin of every single person was to be put in his body in the tree. And he was going to pay that penalty. Does that make the way the more sad
question?
And who did that's funny to find? He got every bit with his weight was coming. And remembered on his shoulders. It's that time to get up. He would have been get back. It was the of darkness before the Lord came. It was a thin of jar for the way he's creeping. He's the man in the world. I believe when he saw him, some man on earth, it was great to have around the egg time, but there was a lot of weight. It was like all burned. And it's like, hey man, you've got to trust me. He's got to believe me. I think he's fall. Kind of sad to my eight times. I'm still wet, not the crop. It's the way the world. He would know that was the nation can glorify Jesus. I don't mean that that's a theological term. He was so God. Hey, what when he got to heaven, there's a whole different story.
In the
you had Jesus, but whoa, what do you think God do? Wow! Like, this is the Jesus that if you was Jesus, that was not going to be. The minimum will be you. And that is awesome! You know, Isaiah 6:1, Isaiah says, I saw Jesus in the
Ubiquitous,
God, God, I saw the Lord lifted up, and they're trying up his robe to fill the temple. You got all the electric footage in the royal foot, and the electric footage of that laid down for the own I said. I wore a picture of what it's like, and Trinity, come on down the Abbey, there, you know, you know, someone told me later, sir, she had, you know, the chain of her, How long was it? That long? I don't know. But this is good. He's so boy. The train of the road on the fire temple.
And was fed temple.
It's how God read all my he wishes the friend. Roll whatever her name was.
It,
what if her name could, I remember she said Rachel had more love than I. Megan! Yeah. Megan is the one. And tell you what. You just so his robe had just ended with feet. I said, my mom's ash around my chest.
I'd prevent enough.
All praise.
Sorry. Holy damn time.
That even sounds his name, you know?
Wasn't a dude in your
you know, I mean, I can see Sarah and Prince and Harry. Harry is the five of the grandpa's name. Harry is the same. Harry is Harry. Bronze glowing in a furnace. In the Bible, bronze so matching enemies under in judgment someday, and God has judged the world. Absolutely perfect, just the world. You crush his enemy someday. His voice like the sound of rushing water. Did you stand beside the fault?
No, there. God was on the real complicated. There's a lot of verses in there.
Them say to them, the Lord will roar on high. He will thunder from his holy dwelling and roar might against the land. He shout like a treading grapes.
Anybody treading shouting? Okay. So check that line. Okay. Well, call it out of the box. Be there.
The shouts all on earth. The tumult will resound to the ends of the earth. God's voice is a commander. Voice that you're about angels.
That's the voice of John.
In his right hand, he has seven stars, the leader of the seven churches. Coming out of his mouth, was a sharp wedge. His words are so true and so piercing that it looks like sword coming out of his mouth. A double-edged sword. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than the double-edged sword. It penetrates even the divine soul and spirit, flesh and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. His word is so true. He can speak right to your motives, not just what you see on the outside, but the motive. He can judge thoughts and read thoughts and judge them and speak words to us we need to hear. That's why God speaks to you on Sunday mornings, and sometimes I don't say God's spirit does it. He takes his words and speaks to the heart of us. Just literally sitting this in front of us. Awesome spectacle of God. His face like sun shining in all its brilliance. It was there. It was the kind of glory of God. A couple times in the Bible we see Shekinah glory of God. We talked about it. And most of the time we just see it when it was hit by a cloud. We just see it when it was like somebody that was in God's presence. Moses came out and he was glowing after being in God's presence. And Luke chapter 2 talks about that when it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields and watch over the flocks by night. And some angel of the Lord appeared. The glory of the Lord shone about them. That was just a glow coming off the angel. Scared shepherds to death. That's not even the glow that John is standing in front of right now. Shekinah glory is like sun shining in all brilliance.
To John at that stage, what would be the appropriate reaction to that? Eyes, bird, you saw the angels, you saw this, you saw Jesus, all that stuff. The appropriate response to that would be what? Well, if you're ahead, you would know. Revelation 17 to 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. He fainted. Anybody ever faint? It's just, I don't know it. You just, something overwhelming. Like a nurse coming at you with a needle. He fainted. He was so overwhelmed. Listen, he saw the Alpha God, the King of Kings. When you think of Alpha, I think of a wolf, the Alpha wolf in the back. God is the King of Kings. He's the Alpha. Way up everybody's. Not even close to any other gods. And God came face to face with the Alpha. Even the man that was boiled in oil unsuccessfully couldn't stand his body, could not handle the awesomeness of the true and living first and last King of Kings. As churches of Christ, as believers in Christ, if you accept God's answer for your sin, you're going to get a chance to experience this. It's just going to be an incredible moment to see Jesus in all His glory. It's fainted. Good. Thank God for being excited about that. A glimpse of majesty. I'll tell you something. That's who Jesus is. So I love this next part. Let me read this part. This is what really moves me. 17:18, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, don't be afraid. I'm the first and I'm the last. I'm the one. I was dead and I look. I'm alive forever and ever. And the key is death and Hades. I pick her. Seeing the magnificence of the Alpha God fall flat in his face. And then we see the Mega God. And all his glory and all his majesty walks up John, gets on his knee, bent over John, and puts his hand on John. And says, John, I wake up with some things you to write me. John kind of rolled over and looked at him. He says, John, you know me. You know me. I was alive, and then I died, and then I came again, and now I'm alive forever. For me, I don't just look like a son of man. I am the son of man. And you don't have to be afraid. Get out of some things straight. It is a true picture of God. God is Alpha and Omega. The Alpha. And he's the Omega servant of man. Who lived and died in my sins on him. Who humbled himself and became obedient to death. Even death on the cross. That all my sins were on him. And he died in my place. And he walks over to him and puts his right hand. His huge, amazing, powerful right arm on John. John, wake up. I know you. You me. We're friends. We used to hang out together when I was alive, and then I died back to life and all that. But John, I'm going to live forever. You don't have to be afraid of me. That's the God we serve. God that we should fear. And that we don't have to be afraid of. But it's big enough to handle any problem we're going to get in life. Any situation we're going to do, God is big enough to handle. He's bigger than all these problems. Reminds me of the fairy tales. He's bigger than the bookend. Remember that? God is bigger than any problem that I can have. He's humble enough to know me. To know how many hairs I have on my head. He counted my days and numbered them all. To have knit together in mother's womb. To be my friend. Big enough to be my savior. Small enough to be my friend. And care when I hurt. And to care when I cry. And to care when these trials and tests of your life that he has bring in to discipline us, to mature us, to strengthen us. See, this is the true fear of God. Some churches switch. Hear the mighty! Beware of the pride! You, hey, the old pop Jesus, I need to have a good day. Give me a good day, but not to me because I'm having a party. I'm really important. Random people. God is Almighty God. He literally is Omega. God that cares for you. I think we just both of the extremes, Alpha and Omega. He is and is to come, absolutely. But Alpha, beginning, and he's the end. He's Alpha and the whole. It's just so cool to see those in one unit. Imagine, say, okay, and all his glow melt. He rides back on. He just knelt down in his robe, his majesty, his blinking eyes, his kind of glory. Placed his hand on John's back. He said, John, you don't be afraid. You know me. I look different than I did. Actually, this is real. This is my look for real. Good morning, looking like this. And I care about that trouble. going on in your life right now. Here. He says, listen, Hera, will you kiss your cares on me? I'm talking to him to care for you. Will you be willing to trust me? Christ, Father, say no. I'll cast my care on you. I'm going to still work all the time too. How about we both work? Clearly, I don't think you're enough, and I don't think you're big enough to get out of this. I don't think you got enough to make this right. Yes, I can. I'm the God of reconciliation. I'm a God that loves you. I'm a God that will work everything out as a believer in Christ. If you let me. I mean, to your good, let me. I think that's so. And then John 7:33, I told you these things that in me you may make peace. In the world, you're going to have trouble, but you've overcome the world. You know what? You're going to have trouble. I told you how amazing I am. Someone's really phone ringing. I've told you how amazing I am. I've shown you how amazing I am. I can handle the struggle, that I know what's going on. I preordained you're the way it is. You may think it's sick, and you may think you're out there all on your own. But here, I'm allowing that I'm a good, good, good God. Even though it may not speak at the moment, I'm a God that cares. I'm a God that can handle it. And I've told you these things so in the world and have peace. I want you to know I've overcome the world. And that's what he said in that last verse of chapter 20. That's what he says. He says, I'm the first and the last. I'm the living one. I'm dead and I'm alive. Look, I'm alive forever. And he puts into his body, he pulls out a key. And he says, guess what? I hold the life and death. I just know who goes to heaven. And I know who goes to hell because that's the penalty. I want everyone to journey with me. John, you don't have to worry. You know me as there. Satan doesn't hold the keys anymore. Satan tells you you're his because he has no power over a believer. And you know what he said in Genesis? The prophecy that he made in Genesis 3:15. After Adam and Eve said, the Lord said, serpent, you have done this to you above livestock, you all wild animals. So when you're full, you eat dust all the day of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman and your offspring and hers. And he says, Satan will strike his heel and try to bring Jesus. But what Jesus is going to do? Jesus will what? Remember wearing brass shoes? He will crush the head of Satan. 2 days ago, I crushed the head of a water snake. I pulled out of the lake, slammed down the ground, and took my rubber boot, sushed the snake's head. It has nothing to do with this. The snake was dead. It was that long. Phew. I risked my life. Satan wants to steal, kill, destroy. And as a believer in Christ, he will be able to tell you you're not, tell you you're not worthwhile, to tell you where's God needed him. How could all this sin on the earth that God is so good? Why are you sick? We're the beloved one of God. Didn't God love you? Jesus Satan at the cross, when he said it's finished, his foot went down, boom, and smushed that Satan. Satan has power over you, John. Satan has no power you over you before Jesus Christ. Is and he will still attempt to destroy you with your own evil desires. But he is finished because God begs to do that. Because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Majesties. He is finished and was chosen. It has no victory or sting over the Father. So you're not given to Satan that you can't. And you're good and you're not with it. And you reconcile that marriage. And you can't overcome. You overcome Jesus Christ. Last week, we ended and we asked you to pray to receive Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and I'm sure some did. When that happens, your old thinking has no power over you anymore. It's still your brain. It's still in that old nature, but nature. He is the Alpha, the most holy. He's the Omega, the most humble. He's big enough to handle our troubles. He's small enough to care. And that's why 1 Peter 5 says, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, and he will lift you up. Cast all cares on him because he cares for you. He is big enough to handle yourself. Right now, what are you doing with in your life? Is something in your life that's just weighing you down? Something you can't seem to overcome? A trouble out of your control? It might be marriage issue. It might be child issue. It might be parent issue. It might be big, it might be small, but I want to tell you something. God is the Alpha and the Omega. Cause of your trouble is no significance to God. He's bigger than all of them. And he cares for every little issue that you have. And I challenge people to take that to you and say, God, I give that to you. And I'm giving you, I'm going to kiss care on you because you care on me. God, I'm not going to take back. I still probably live in it for a while. But God, I'm going to always go back to the fact that you're bigger than my problems. It isn't just like some kind of hype talk. It's just so the word of God. Cast your cares on him. Humble yourself under his mighty hand, and he will lift you up. Give them up to him. Be a fellow companion in suffering for Jesus Christ. It's that pain. To say, if I have bonus that I get rid of, then I'm at you. Let people see Christ in me as I come to the end of my days. I'm going to look for you. Because someday I will see you soon, face to face, in all your glory. And I don't think at that point you're dropping face, I think you're dropping knees. Bob with him.
I was just reminded this week of the scope of who God is. The Alpha and the Omega. It made me a little bit excited. I don't talk very excitedly. It's just the truth. It's truth. In the Word of God, check it out in the Word of God. What trouble do you have to handle? Thank you for the question. What trouble do you have that you're not getting him down? We give it to him, name it, and pray, but then we never really get rid of it. We just worry and keep worrying. Cast it on him. Because he cares for you big enough and small enough. Here. Close your eyes a second. What trouble do you have? Have trouble? I know some of you have a lot of trouble. More than I say to. You hear about them. You talk to them. This is truth. Cast your cares on him and rest the fact that he is big enough for your trouble and mine. Take half a minute or just say, God, what are you with? Picture the burning eyes, the dash of righteousness around the chest, the voice of dripping water, the piercing eyes that can see into it, even if you don't know how to say words, he can put your deal in. And right hand of the God kneeling down beside you. Anyway, he says, I know you, and you know me. I can hear your struggle. Let him have it. You still need to live in it, you still need to deal with it.
So
that we go to him. He's an amazing God. It was fun to see the extent of who you are from the top to the bottom. In absolute glory and holiness, you still are Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter's son, the son of God. I pray that we may be people that trust you. We might honor you with all that we have. Even in our struggles, we must be fellow companions with you. Make a church of men and women humbled before God. Help us to shine stars of yours into the light of the world. In Jesus' name.